You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
This is Scott Buttram. Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm not Phil Williams. I am Scott Buttram of the Trustful Tribune, filling in for the former Senator Phil Williams and current policy director at Alabama Policy Institute. He's celebrating his 35th anniversary with his wife. I'm filling in today, and I'm really enjoying it. But guys, if this sounds a little rough around the edges, I apologize for that. Because I'm kind of winging it and learning things as I go. Right now, our director is trying to get information from me, and trying to figure out the best way to give her this information.
Well, and the good news is you have your sidekick over here. I'm Erica Thomas from 1819 News, but Scott used to be my publisher. I worked at the Trustful Tribune for about 3 years with him, so he did a lot for me, but gave his blessing for me to start working for 1819 News, so I'm so thankful for that. And while Scott's doing some stuff on his computer trying to figure out what's next, I'll just go ahead and tell you guys, if you haven't checked out 1819 News yet, please do. It's 1819news.com. We have Facebook and Twitter. You know, a lot of people don't trust mainstream media anymore, and so I see why, especially when I watch national news. I think some of our local stations kind of try to do their best, even though they're owned by large corporations that are completely out of state and have no idea what people in Alabama want to hear. But they do try. The people that work there are amazing people. They're motivated. They're hardworking. That's where I came from. TV was my first real job in the real world. So I appreciate what they do. But what we do is we tell the truth every time, all the time, no matter what. And that's our whole purpose. We want people to have pride in living in Alabama. Be thankful for what all we have, because we have so many wonderful things
really
in this state.
And you know,
welcome back, Scott.
Thank you. I think sometimes we try to complicate things in media. It's really simple.
Yeah.
When you're reporting, stick with facts, tell the truth, bring all sides to the table. When you're expressing your opinion, that's great. Don't put it in the news article, put it on the opinion page.
And we do have the opinion page. You know, that's totally separate.
Yeah.
I'm the managing editor over news. Then we have the opinion pieces that I don't touch. I don't have anything to do with those.
And that's an important part. The opinion portion of any media publication is important. We should, because we're the ones at these public meetings. We're the ones watching the votes in Montgomery and at the local city council and the county commissions. So we should be willing to offer our opinion about what we're seeing. But that should never come into play when we're reporting news.
That's right.
And I know that our listeners cannot see this. We're here at News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We're expecting to talk to Paul DeMarco soon. Paul is the Jefferson County, is he chairman or exec? What's his exact title?
I believe he's the chairman of the Republican
GOP, Republican Party. So we're hoping to talk to him soon. And I apologize if you guys aren't hearing me.
That's better.
We've got Copper doing her very best to. And she's a Gadsden or Birmingham, but she's doing her very best to keep us on track. I was distracted because I'm trying to do two things at once. And Erica, you've been around me long enough to know I can't do one thing at once.
Yeah, I had to take over a little bit.
Stepped in and she bailed me out.
It's my first time on the radio.
Yeah, but it ain't your first time to bail me out.
No, that's true. We used to have a show together.
We did. We Tribune Unscripted, which we moved to Thursdays now. And I did that right before I headed here to this. And Brandon says hello.
Oh, hey, Brandon.
Hannah says hello. Everybody misses you there.
Hey, Hannah Banana.
Hopefully we will get Paul DeMarco on the line. He was planning to call in. I think Copper's going to try to reach out to him now and see if we can get him in, because Paul is a former representative or state senator. I can never remember where he served exactly, but I do know this. He's been out of Montgomery politics, but he is not really out of it. He still keeps his finger on the pulse, and he always brings great information to the conversation.
He got to be in Montgomery politics when stuff was good, too.
Right.
I mean, not that it – I think it's always been good, but there was just a lot of interesting things going on during his time. So
there really were a lot of things going on. He was there when the Republican takeover kicked in Montgomery, and then he left that position to run for the open congressional seat. He ran against Congressman Gary Palmer.
He sure did.
That was actually both of their first time to run for a national office, and Gary Palmer won that election. And Paul is focused really on the backside of politics since then, and he's really good at that. One of the things that we're hoping, and I understand that Paul's here now. Paul, are you? Can you hear us?
Hey, Scott, how you doing today? Eric, how are y'all doing?
Hey,
we're doing great. And Paul, I almost messed this up. I was afraid I was going to lose you and not be able to get you on the show. Paul, I want to get right in to the topic that is pretty, you and I are both pretty passionate about, and that is the prisons, the paroles, probations. We know that some in the media have really beat up on the parole and probation board. I don't think it's deserved, and I know you don't think it's deserved. Let's just talk about that a little bit. Where does everything stand? We've also, big news on the prisons front is Jeff Dunn is stepping down. So just come in and talk a little bit to our listeners about your position on this. I know it's something you follow closely and you are well versed in.
Well, thank y'all both. Great to be with y'all today. So let's start off with the basic proposition. I think everybody thinks, oh, you're in Alabama. It's a conservative state. It's a red state. You don't have to worry about what you're seeing in San Francisco and New York and Los Angeles. And they'd unfortunately be mistaken. I mean, we've got crime issues in the state like others.
Absolutely.
Six killings in Birmingham this weekend, four in Montgomery. The concern is that their efforts that have continued to try to put pressure on the legislature and on the parole board to either not put folks in prison who commit violent crimes or try to use political pressure to force the parole board to release individuals way early than their sentences would require. And that's happening here in Alabama. 80%
right.
of our prisons are filled with violent offenders. And the reason it's that way is because the state has reduced sentences and prison time for nonviolent crimes. So it makes sense. If the prisons are now the capacity with violent felons, there's going to be folks less paroles. And that's not what they're telling you. They're not telling you the front end of it. And that's the big concern in the state of Alabama right now.
Well, one of the things we should talk about, Paul, is how difficult it is to end up in an Alabama prison to begin with.
You're right. And you can ask any prosecutor. They're not sending somebody who shoplifts to prison. They're not sending somebody who is caught with a small amount of marijuana. I mean, usually it's folks who have committed multiple felonies, multiple crimes because of so many plea deals before they end up in an Alabama state prison.
And you and I both know.
This upcoming legislative session, there'll be even more efforts to reduce some of that as well.
Well, you and I both know different counties have different problems, at least in terms of volume, right? One of the complaints I'm hearing from local police chiefs in our coverage area is cases being dismissed in Jefferson County without even notifying the arresting agency. No phone call to the police who arrested them. They just check records and find out this guy, the case has been dismissed.
Look, you're exactly right. You look at 67 counties and the way some of these criminal cases are handled are being differently. You know, up in Madison County, it's handled differently than other places. Look in Montgomery. The mayor of Montgomery, who is no conservative Republican, was complaining about folks getting out of jail too early or low bail and people getting out and recommitting crimes as soon as they get out of jail. This is the mayor of Montgomery. Again, this isn't some Trump Republican.
Right.
So it is happening all over the state, especially up and down the I-65 corridor.
Well, and I don't know how many press conferences Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham can call. I mean, every time there's another splurge of shootings or homicides, he calls the press conference. I know I've met Mayor Woodfin. I believe he is truly concerned about the violence and the homicide that's going on in the city limits. But, you know, obviously calling press conference after press conference after press conference isn't changing it. And we know that quite often these crimes are committed by repeat offenders who have been let out.
You're right, and that's why you've got to look beyond the press conferences and the police chief in Birmingham saying, yeah, it's just a spate, a lot of different reasons. There's no reason why these are occurring. You've got to go in and look and say, well, these individuals that are committing a crime, look at their rap sheet, because usually it's not somebody who's never committed a crime before getting out there and committing these violent felonies. Go ahead.
Paul, how much responsibility does the district attorney have with all this? Because I've heard from several local law enforcement agencies that that's where the problem is. They let them sign out of jail after being accused of beating their wife, and they're out 2 hours later. What is the district attorney supposed to do?
Well, that's what we saw in Wisconsin when the felon that killed those poor people in the parade. They said, let's get it, was it $1,000 or so? And it was approved by the magistrate. So you're right. You've got to pay attention. We've got some great prosecutors in this state who are working with low budgets and lots of caseloads. But you've got to pay attention to the judicial system in each county. And that's exactly right. So instead of the police and the mayor saying, hey, you know, we got to go back up, you've got to look at the judicial system. And is the judicial system broken in your county where you see the same folks, the revolving door? And it's a real concern. It's a real revolving door at the court system, but it's also a revolving door, or the concern is at the state legislature, where some of these bills that pass, so they're not sending, they're trying to reduce the sentences and taking the discretion away from the parole board on letting people out of jail early. So it's twofold, the judicial system and the legislature.
I can imagine, though, that for these law enforcement officers that are spending hours and hours investigating things and doing all they can to keep crime off the streets, when they see that same person less than 24 hours later on the streets again, after they did all of that, what does that do for law enforcement?
Look at the individual that murdered the police officer in North Jefferson County. Look at the individual that murdered the police officer up in the Shoals. Look at the individual that was involved in the shooting in the past 2 weeks in Wilcox County. Look at the individual that almost killed a state trooper. I mean, I think it kind of got glossed over. Thank goodness that state trooper was okay, but he took the weapon away from the state trooper in Sumter County over there in Livingston and pointed, and thank goodness the gun malfunctioned. We could have had
we're headed to a break. Paul, can we hold you over for another segment with us?
Yes.
Do you have time to stay with us? Thank you. We will be right back with Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. If you want to join the conversation, you can reach us at 866-494-9866. We'll be back with more from Paul DeMarco. That was pretty good bumper music. Oh, credit to Copper for that. That kind of picked us all up mid-afternoon. This is Scott Buttram with Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to have you. I'm filling in for Phil Williams today, who is normally in this chair and just killing it. It's actually become one of my favorite shows to tune into. We are joined by Paul DeMarco. Paul was with us in the last segment. We wanted to bring him back. And Paul, we were talking about probations and paroles in Alabama. We're talking about the crime. It is rising in Alabama like it's risen everywhere. You mentioned the 6 homicides in Birmingham on Saturday and Sunday. 2 more homicides in Birmingham on Monday brought the total to 8 in a 3-day period. There is frustration there. There is frustration with the DA, who has dismissed cases without telling local police chiefs, We have heard from those local police chiefs. They're extremely frustrated when they invest a great deal of time and effort into a case. Only, and by the way, the police chiefs did not get a call saying the case was dismissed. They saw it on court records. The Jefferson County District Attorney did not even take the time to call them and saying, hey, we're throwing this case out that your guy spent all this time working on. And Paul, we're talking about Jefferson County primarily, and I hope the folks in Gadsden, the listeners in Gadsden, will bear with us because I think they'll find this intriguing. Jefferson County has kind of a unique situation in that there is the Bessemer cutoff, which is part of Jefferson County, but years ago the legislature put into place a system where they have a separate DA for the Bessemer cutoff area, and it's more than just Bessemer. It extends outside of Bessemer.
Yeah.
But they've got their own district
West
attorney.
Side,
yeah.
Jefferson County.
I think Jefferson County has 600,000 population, Paul.
That's right.
Is it time to look at a south cutoff and a northeast cutoff and get this a little bit closer to the actual residents who are concerned about crime in their areas? Give them their own say instead of just having to go through the Jefferson County DA.
Well, let me make two points to that. There has been some discussion. If you remember, I can't remember, was it 4 or 5 or 6 years ago, there was a discussion of forming, kind of taking, that's exactly right, portions of Hoover, Trustful, all the way from Trustful to portions of Hoover and creating a different county. So there has been discussion of that. Again, getting through the legislative process, getting through the fights. It's kind of what you're seeing over there in Georgia
right now, with the Buckhead
trying to de-annex from Atlanta because of the crime issues.
You're referring to the Cahaba County discussion.
Cahaba County, that's exactly right. That's right. You remember the name. I was searching for that name, creating Cahaba County. So there were discussions that never went anywhere because of what it would take. Obviously, it would take an act of the legislature, even though the Constitution allows for, the creation of new counties. So that's not – it can't not be done. Let's get back to the first problem, though, and you nailed it about police chiefs complaining. What we saw in Virginia is a model for what needs to happen around the country. Enough parents were complaining about how these school boards were out of touch with the parents –
right.
And it was the perfect storm. The parents went to the ballot box and made changes at the highest levels, and they're going to see some changes in that state, Virginia. Same thing needs to happen in Alabama. These police chiefs need to go to the people and say, here's what's going on. We need y'all to go to the ballot box and make changes when it comes to our judicial system.
The mood has never been better to head that direction. Paul, listen, thank you so much for joining us. If I do this again, I promise you're going to do this again.
And I'm not, but Paul, it was really nice talking to you.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah.
I will bring in both you and Erica and put you to work.
He'll get me every time.
Right.
Thanks,
great
Paul. We appreciate you joining us. And hey, listeners, we will be back after this short break. This is Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN.